Hey family, here's another podcast from the 98.5 Breakfast Show with Kirsty and Dan.
Oh, that's us, isn't it?
Yeah.
Family, taking another look at the traffic. We jump straight into those freeways. Mid-freeway southbound run is looking really good. It's just a little bit under speed at Ocean Reef Road, but the rest is flowing really well. And the Kwinana Freeway northbound run, a bit under speed at Anchortel, and the rest into the CBE, also flowing really well. And just keep in mind, there are roadworks at Leach Highway southbound exit ramp to Albany Highway is closed. And that's until the 18th of April. Detours via Welshpool Road or continue south through to Leach Highway. So please drive safely. And that's the latest from Main Roads.
Newsly.
It's time for Newsly with Kirsty, Dan and...
Producer Leon.
Good morning, Producer Leon.
Hello. I was on earlier.
Yeah, I know, but it's
we
fun
We know,
to,
but we just like adding it okay. just for the
it's
fun.
It's fun to make you feel appreciated.
It's good for Newsly. Well, speaking of appreciated,
hit us.
An online cheesemonger. It's a funny word.
Wow, what a place a to monger cheese.
Do
you have to pay Bitcoin to buy it? Or?
No. It's the cheese expert.
Oh, okay.
It's called Edward. And this news service has, of course, included his age. Edward, 39.
They always put the age.
I don't know.
It's weird.
He's revealed the secrets to a good cheese board.
Oh,
Kirsty, you're the sort of person who loves a good cheese board.
I do like them. I'm not as massive a fan as our friend Shannon and my other girlfriend.
Well, let me run some scenarios past you.
Okay. Right.
We'll see whether you fall in line.
Okay.
How many cheeses should you have on a cheese board?
At least two.
I reckon a minimum three.
What's the maximum?
Wow. Four.
Five.
Correct.
Wow.
You can only have four or five cheeses. Never have more than five.
Well, because you need to have one of each, kind of.
That
you know what I mean?
It's different.
Yeah, you don't want to double up, do you?
What cheese should you start with?
As in, like, while you're eating?
Yeah, which one?
Or something soft and, you
brie.
Know.
Or a camembert.
No!
No, probably something that's milder.
Ridiculous.
Maybe a cheddar.
No, goat's cheese.
Oh.
I know. Shocking. All right, last one, just quickly, because these aren't that interesting. Well, what temperature are you storing your cheese at, guys?
Room? Nah, just
a
little bit colder than room.
You put them in the fridge, but you've got to eat it at room
temperature. You've got to say a number.
12.
You absolute amateur. 12 degrees?
Negative 7 degrees. 7 degrees.
I'll have a cheese
Man,
block.
It feels like quiz night all over
Eight.
Again. Am I going to win?
8 is apparently the best.
8 degrees.
Yeah, there you go. Not a degree more, not a degree less.
There you go, wow. Family. If you're making a cheese plate,
not 12.
That guy does not have a degree.
No,
I'm not going over to his house for a cheese plate because we'll probably die
not.
Of
I'll make
of
a spectacular
salmonella.
Cheese plate, thank you very much.
There wouldn't be any goat's cheese on
it.
No, there wouldn't be. Anyway, segue free.
He's scungy on the cheese too.
Yeah. Oh, wow, all right, guys. Anyway, hey, some Canadian teenagers have solved 211 Rubik's Cubes while on a pogo stick.
How?
Just the one pogo stick?
Just one. And from Nova Scotia.
Okay.
If you are unfamiliar with Canada, Nova Scotia is basically...
It's like the Tasmania.
It's like Tasmania. Not a lot going on there.
So,
combined two of his favorite hobbies, Rubik's Cubes and poker stick, to break the world record of doing it. It took him, he spent an hour and 12 minutes doing it.
Wow.
That's impressive.
So he's pogoing the whole time,
and
someone throws a Rubik's Cube to him, and he solves it, throws it away.
Yep. That's amazing.
Wow. You need two hands to solve a Rubik's Cube, don't you?
This guy must be really good at pogoing, I don't know.
Yeah, he must
Maybe.
Be.
Well,
yeah, pogo sticks, I'll be honest.
Pogo shoes?
Scare me.
What about pogo shoes? Can we get you some pogo shoes?
Maybe. It's the thought of being on the pogo stick and boing, boing,
and it
boing,
slips out
and then it slips from under me and gets me in the chin.
Oh, okay.
That's what freaks
it's
me
very
out.
Specific.
Oh, I can't
that's
do it.
That's the same sort of visuals I have of being up high on something that's not enclosed, like with heights.
Like
I get
oven.
Those visuals.
Yeah.
Like, it's terrifying.
Mine's less life-threatening than yours, but
yeah.
True. Okay.
Hey, no more scary.
No more scary. Well, you know, actually... Just to take a totally different turn.
Yeah.
I have to share a story that happened yesterday, or it might have been on Saturday, but I've got the video here, of a fantastic opportunity for the Australian Noongar people and the Maori people who came together in front of a Ukrainian church to show their solidarity and their support for the Ukrainian people. And it was really moving. Apparently, there was a lot of people that were there and they just said... it was their collective minds and hearts were just overwhelmed how moving it was that they saw this happen in mm-hmm. front of the Ukrainian church to just say, we love you, we support you, we are for you, the Ukrainian people, as they're going through this yep. crisis over there at the moment. So really great video. If mm-hmm. you want to check out the video, we might put it up on the website yes. later. But yeah, beautiful, beautiful solidarity and community spirit yep. right there. Well done.
There's two things I love more than anything.
What?
It's beautiful community spirit
mm.
and a good haka.
Definitely.
Love it.
Yeah. Well, there you have it, family. Another Breakfast Show podcast. If you loved it, you can always check out the 98.5 website, 98five.com.
Or you can even just tune in live.